Blog Talk Radio.
When the spirit moves, you got ministries. Let's get it going. Yeah. We're going to get the church crunk on this one. They're going to be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah.
Yeah. Original track, people.
Going to have to take your ears out on this one. Anointed truth.
Spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
you better move your feet.
Spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it. I'm like this, but the dance on my clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been shown.
Spirit
make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Why?
I'm like David about to dance on my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the flow up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent.
Independent?
So we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from front of the beginning. They think we deal the way we live. And the only thing we giving is the liver. Yeah. I got that word, I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking, I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan, he's the mastermind. He told me it's my time and then he gave me mine. Man,
this spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
This spirit make you move your feet,
you better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance on my clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been chose.
Your
spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance on my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I enter in his courts with praises. You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God-given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel it. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I say in Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face.
Uh-huh.
You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need to hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so far that I don't need to hook the engine.
No, we don't need to hook the engine. What's up? If the spirit tell you move, you better move. You know what the deal is, and you know who it is. It's Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Amen. And you know what we're representing today. Then we are representing Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, featuring my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. The leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Now, amen, based out of Los Angeles, California. Amen. I'm talking about none other than Apostle Eldon A. Curry. He will be joining us momentarily. Amen. With a word from the Lord. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on today. Lord, we want to ask, Lord, that your spirit be present with us on today, that your spirit moves in a mighty way, Lord. We thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge that you are about to drop into our hearts, our minds, and our souls, Lord. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. And, Lord, we thank you in advance, Lord, once again, for all of your many blessings that you are bestowing upon our lives, Lord. And we praise you, we magnify you, we lift your name up high and holy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. We want to thank everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio for joining us on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we continue, we do want to take a moment of silence. Amen. Praise God. We have had, amen, a couple of mass shootings in the last 2 weeks. Praise God. Hallelujah. With only over, I believe, 32 people have been killed. Just mass shootings alone. Amen. And we're not going to get political with it. We're not going to point no fingers. Amen. Praise God. We know we are fighting a spiritual battle. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know we are fighting a spiritual battle. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So we know we don't warfare against flesh and blood. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're just going to take a quick moment of silence for all the lives that have been lost in the past 2 weeks. Bless God. Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Once again, our hearts and our thoughts, our prayers go out to all those families involved in those massacres over the past 2 weeks. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we're going to keep giving God, hallelujah, the praise. Amen. And we pray for understanding. Amen. We pray the Holy Spirit comfort those families. Praise God. Hallelujah. In their time, hallelujah, of grief. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get down to it. Praise God. God is truly good. Hallelujah. All the time and all the time. Hallelujah. God, amen, is good. Praise God. We want to welcome everybody. We want to thank all of you, amen, for joining us on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, our hearts, our thoughts and prayers go out to those, amen, that were lost this week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The loss of a child is something we should never have to, hallelujah, experience. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So our prayers go out to them. Praise God. The families that are remaining. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to open up with a scripture on today. Amen. And you know I like to go to Psalms 100. This time I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Translation. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says, shout with joy, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever. And his faithfulness continues to each generation. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, hallelujah, the doing of his holy word. I want to look at verse number 2 real quick just for a minute. Hallelujah, amen. And like I said, this is a New Living Translation. We know in the King James Translation it says, serve the Lord with gladness. Glory to God. But in this New Living Translation it says, worship, hallelujah, the Lord. With gladness, praise God. Could it be, amen, praise God, looking at these two different translations, could it be that the way we serve the Lord is with our worship? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We think serving the Lord is getting up on Sunday preaching or being on the usher board or serving on the deacon board. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But God says, amen, to serve me is to worship me.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. And how do we worship the Lord? Do we worship him with gladness?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I do worship him with a hardened heart. You know, worshiping God is helping people. Worshiping God, amen, is he said, if you give somebody a drink of water in my name, hallelujah, mm-hmm. Praise God. He said, amen, in one scripture, he said, amen, you saw me thirsty, you didn't give me nothing to drink. You saw me hungry, you didn't give me nothing to eat, hallelujah. You saw me in prison, you didn't come visit me. You saw me homeless, and you didn't give me nowhere to stay. And they said, when? He said, when you saw your brother in that condition. When you saw your sister in that condition, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Are we worshiping God by going to church on Sunday and dancing, singing, and shouting, praise God, but then walking out the church and walking past the man on the corner? Hallelujah. Walking past the lady on the corner pushing, hallelujah, the grocery cart. Hallelujah, amen. Are we really serving the Lord? In one scripture, amen, Jesus said it like this. He said, hallelujah, the time has come and has came. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord seeks those who worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen. Amen, Elder. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. In spirit. See, the Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. So when you in church praising him and shouting, hallelujah, and running all over the church and dancing over the pews, hallelujah, amen, that's one thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when you come out the church, hallelujah, you're cussing people out in the parking lot. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or you're cussing people out on the expressway.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Are you slipping phone numbers? Amen. While your wife, amen, saying bye to the rest of the missionaries, are you trying to get Usher so-and-so's phone number? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you can worship him when the spirit moving, but can you worship him in truth? Hallelujah. Mm. And the truth is, hallelujah, a lot of us ain't doing it, praise God. He said, worship me with gladness. You gotta be glad to do what you do for the Lord. I heard one man say, I wish I could go back to doing the things I'm doing. I used to do, praise God. Hallelujah. So you ain't glad to be saved. You ain't glad to be living holy, glory to God. You dealing with that obligation, glory to God, when you should be worshiping him in gladness and coming before his presence with singing. When you come before his presence with singing, that means there's a joy in your heart. There's a song in your soul, praise God. Hallelujah. Bless that wonderful name, hallelujah, the name of Jesus. Ain't you glad, hallelujah, that trouble don't last always, glory to God. These are the type of songs that should be in our heart and our soul when we come before the presence of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We should be happy and grateful. Hallelujah. Some of us, oh, I ain't got time for this. You should be grateful, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, has your schedule booked up. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You should be happy that God has a purpose for your life. Hallelujah. And you should do whatever God has you to do with gladness, with joy. Hallelujah. In your heart. Praise God on today. We thank God. Amen. For the opening scripture. Amen. It is time for us to get down to the word. Hallelujah. On today. Praise God. Amen. And I know after everything that's happened this week, we are ready to receive the word of God. Hallelujah. On today. And bringing forth that word of God. Hallelujah. Is none other than my brother in Christ. Praise God. Now representing Los Angeles, California. Praise God. The Rams won, and he had to move where the Rams at. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But we thank God, amen, today for the leader and the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. I am talking about none other than my friend, my brother in Christ, hallelujah, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on today. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Somebody come on and give God a praise. Amen. Everybody that's under the sound of my voice, come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is good, amen, and he's worthy to be praised. If you breathing, amen, you should be giving God a praise. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see another day. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, for allowing me to breathe your air. Somebody give God praise and glory and adoration. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. We thank God.
Yes, he is.
On this Sabbath day, we thank God on today. Amen. God is awesome. He is great. Amen. Like Elder Andre was saying, I give all praises and honor and that is due to my brother. Amen. Much love for you, man of God.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
Amen. It tragedy seems like it's everywhere in the land. And it seems like every time you turn around, amen, we're hearing about somebody being murdered, somebody being killed. Amen. There's a spirit in the land.
Mm.
But we thank God for covering us. Amen. Our prayers go out to the 19 family that lost a loved one, and to the two adults that got killed. Amen. Our prayers go out to the 10 families, amen, that are grieving behind the enemy coming out to take out one of their family members. How many know that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy?
And to destroy, yes.
Amen. And he's on a mission. But God said the mission, he can only touch certain ones. Amen. And there's a lot of innocent blood that has been shed. I want you to think about something, beloved, while the Spirit of God is moving. It's funny how man can celebrate Memorial Day when they give praise to the dead, but how he can't celebrate the living. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I believe that the Lord said to the rich young ruler, he said, let the dead bury the dead,
mm-hmm.
but you come and follow me. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Are we celebrating the dead, or are we following Yahshua? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Are we concerned? Because remember, when we go down in the ground, there's nothing else that can be done. Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
That's why we got to praise him while we are yet alive, yet have his breath, yet have his ruah, his wind in us. Amen. And so I want to encourage everyone this morning, amen, and give our thoughts and prayers out to those who are dealing with a loss. How many know that some losses can only be comforted by God? Come on here, somebody. Amen. People
amen.
Can come and try to console, but how many know some losses can only be consoled by the Most High? Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Amen. That's why in 2 Corinthians, I believe the Bible says that he is the God of all comfort. Of all comfort. Come on here, somebody. How many know it can't nobody comfort you like the Lord? Hallelujah.
That's right.
Sometimes you have to tell people, look, you know, I know you mean well, but I'm just going through something right now that can't nobody help me with, but the Lord, I know you come to give me a word and all of that, but God is dealing with me and helping me through this right now. And right now, the only one that understands how I feel is him. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
So I give reverence to those families on this morning. It's funny, Elder, how the Lord uses you in such an awesome way. I was saying this morning, I said, Lord, I don't even feel like going. He said, but the Lord said to me, he said, you're going to feel better as you go.
Because
it's not about a feeling. Come on here, somebody. Sometimes we want things to feel a certain way, God, even if they don't feel a certain way. I want you to still go for me. I still want you to worship me. I still want you to do what I've called you to do. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So I thank God on this morning. I want to look at two scriptures. You know, I'm the man with the agreement. I'm walking in agreement with God. Hallelujah. So these are our prayers. Lord, have mercy. I feel the anointing of God right now. God is getting ready to encourage his saints right now. He's getting ready to encourage his beloved right now. If you need a word of encouragement right now, you're in the right place at the right time.
All right.
Ephesians the 1, verse 15. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. When everybody has it, we say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you that the entrance of your word gives light. Lord, we ask you this morning, God, to allow your word, God, to have complete domination and control over every situation, circumstance, God, every problem, everything that need to be straightened out, even if it don't need to be straightened out. God, let your word, send the confirmation, the affirmation, whatever we need this morning, God, let it be fulfilled through your word. You said your word will not return to you void. So we give you praise this morning. We bind every devil, every demon, Satan, the Lord, rebuke you in the blood of our son, the blood prevails against you. Hallelujah. You are bound by the blood. All of you and your demons and anybody working with you. Hallelujah. We declare that Yahshua is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. And we thank you right now. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This morning. Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to look at Colossians 2 in a minute. But right now we're going to focus on Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15. And the word of the Lord reads. It says, For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, verse 16, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Come on here, somebody. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Hallelujah. I mean, know that in order to know God, you have to have the spirit of wisdom.
Amen.
And revelation. So I'm praying this morning for all the saints that are online that God will give you the spirit of wisdom. How many know that wisdom is the principal thing?
Uh-huh.
Wisdom is needed because wisdom tells you what to do. Come on. I need the wisdom of God to know what to do. Come on here, somebody. And then after he tells me what to do, I need him to reveal to me how to do it. Come on here, somebody. I need the revelation of him to uncover this thing completely to me so I know what's going on. Come on here, somebody. So God is going to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may know him better, because I can't know him without the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Thank you, Lord. And then in verse 18, he says, I pray that the eyes of your heart, I believe in the old King James, say that the eyes of your understanding, may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. How many of you know your hope in him? The hope is that I can remain saved until he comes. Come on here, somebody. The hope is that I can continue to love him with all my heart, mind, and soul. The hope is that whatever he has put in me to do, that I'm able to do it before his return. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But my eyes have to be enlightened. They have to be open. Come on here, somebody. God has to open the eyes of my heart. Hallelujah. Amen. And once they are enlightened, amen, then I can know the hope to which he has called me to. And then it says, and the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. How many know that it's never God's intent for us to be broke, busted, and disgusted? Come on here, somebody. God never intended us to be in lack. God never intended us to be in want. God never intended us to be in need. Why? Because God says, when you came into the kingdom, when you accepted me as your king, as your God, amen, then it was that time that I brought you into your inheritance. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. your inheritance in him is that you have wealth.
Uh-huh.
That you have health. Come on, Abu Kul and Dada Basai. That you have freedom. I don't know if you can hear me this morning, but God want to encourage
Amen.
Somebody. That poverty is not your cup. Come on here, somebody. Sickness is not your cup. To be bound is not your cup. Come on here, somebody. That ain't what God called us to. He said that the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, verse 19, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. Come on here, somebody. The power, that power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead. Come on here, somebody. So I want to encourage somebody this morning to let you know you have overcoming power in you. I don't know who this is for, but this is for somebody. Amen. The Holy Ghost is talking to somebody, or maybe he's talking to everybody this morning. You don't know, but you have overcoming power in you. The same power that raised him from the dead is now in you and I. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you feel weak this morning, I want you to tell yourself, I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Come on here, somebody. Amen. If you feel like you can't make it, amen, I want you to say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Say, I have overcoming power in me. I have the power of God in me to overcome anything, any circumstance, any situation. Why? Because the power is not of me, but it's of God. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're sick this morning, I want you to tell yourself, I am healed. Amen. By his stripes I am healed. Amen. I want you to tell yourself, he has borne my sickness and carried my sorrows. Hallelujah. He do not want me to be sick because he has already carried the sickness from me. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Say, sickness, you are now no longer allowed to stay in my body. Sickness.
You fade out a little bit of my voice.
Are you feeling that this morning, my beloved? You have a rich inheritance in him. Are you still with me this morning?
Amen.
Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, the Bible says David had to encourage himself in the Lord. And sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to look, self, you going to make it regardless of what's coming at you, regardless of your circumstance, regardless of your situation, you going to make it. Why? Because God is for us. How many know that if God be for you, who can be against you? Come on and give God a praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Child of God, we have the same power that raised Christ. That word Christ, when you see it, it means the anointing. Hallelujah. It means the anointed one. It means the anointing of God. And so we have the same power that raised the anointing. Hallelujah. When he raised the anointing from the dead and seated him at his right hand. Hallelujah. How many know that the right hand symbolizes power, symbolizes authority?
Amen.
I'll tell somebody this morning, say, neighbor, you got authority, you got power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. You have dominion. Come on here, somebody. Then it says, and seated him at his right hand in heavenly realms. Come on here, somebody. You know, the only way to get in the heavenly realms is through prayer.
Y'all didn't catch that. Are y'all still with me this morning? The only way to get into the heavenly realms is through prayer.
Yes, Lord.
That's why God is always telling us to pray, amen, to stay in the realm of prayer. Why? Because then you get in your seat of authority in the spirit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We trying to fight it in the natural, but God said you're going to be able to knock this out in the spirit, but you got to get in your heavenly place, amen, in prayer, and then I'll show you where I've seated you, amen, in the spirit. Some of us is sitting real high in the spirit, but we haven't got there yet, amen, because we haven't got into prayer yet for God to show us where we are sitting. Please catch this. God said, when you get into prayer, I'm going to show you where I've seated you so you can be able to bind up the enemy and rebuke the enemy and make the devil go. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I pray that the spirit of wisdom and revelation is being revealed to you right now. I pray that God is opening up things to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those of you who can begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, because I feel an outpouring. I feel God pouring out some stuff right now. Glory to God. I feel God pouring out, amen, his wisdom, his revelation, his understanding, his knowledge. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the same power that raised up the anointing Christ from the dead is now being released in you right now. Come on here, somebody. I tell somebody, say, I got world overcoming power. Tell somebody right now, say, neighbor, I got world overcoming power.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Say it's in me, neighbor. It's in me. He is in me. The same power that raised up my Christ from the dead is in me. If you believe that this morning, come on, give him a praise. If you believe that this morning, come on and give him a shout. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to read some more of this good stuff to you. Glory to God. Come on with me to verse 21. It says, in verse 1, it says, far above all rule and authority, amen, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, in every name that is invoked. How many know that every name that is invoked has to bow down to him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. There ain't a name that don't have to bow to the name of Yahshua. There ain't a name that don't have to bow to the name of our God. Hallelujah. The Bible says every knee shall bow. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know that God still got all power? Amen. It says, not only in the present age. Listen to what it says. It says, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. So not only is the knee going to be bowing now, but it's going to be bowing for eternity. Oh, I wish somebody would get happy. Hallelujah. So once we get the victory over the enemy, it's not just for now, but it's for, oh, God, for eternity. Somebody say eternity.
Yes, eternity.
So he's going to be forever bowing. Come on here, somebody. So, amen, even when we go take our heavenly place with the Lord, he going to still be bowing. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the name got that kind of authority. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 22, and God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be. And God placed all things under his feet. Come on here, somebody. How many know if it's under God's feet, it's under our feet? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because the same authority he got, we got. Come on here, somebody. So when it came up under his feet, it came up under our feet. That's why the Lord told Joshua, every place that the sole of your feet shall trod, I will give it you. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because his feet had authority. Why? Because God was with his feet. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody would give God praise. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, hallelujah. Say right quick, say, neighbor, you need to step on it. Whatever you want, you need to step on it and claim that. Claim that in the name of Yahshua. Claim it. because God gave it to you. Somebody shout for joy right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He's giving you everything. God said, I've given you everything because I got everything. Come on here, somebody. I mean, what kind of God would he be if he didn't give us everything he has? Come on here, somebody. How many know, amen, that we are blessed beyond measure? Amen. I don't care what your situation say. God is about to turn that thing around. I feel the presence of God right now. Amen. Because your eyes are being enlightened. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Because you know what now what is the hope of your calling. Amen. Everybody's talking, no, no, no. This is my hope. Amen. That I get a big house. No, that ain't the hope. Amen. That ain't the hope. The hope is that we remain saved until he come. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because I'm trying not to miss him. Come on here, somebody. Too much hell going on down here. Glory to God. I want to see Yahshua. Somebody say, I want to see Yahshua. Hallelujah. I want to see Yahshua. I done been through too much hell and back. Glory to God. I done had folk lying on me, talking about me, trying to kill me. But God, God said, don't worry about nothing. You just stay saved until I come. Come on here, somebody. Because the Bible said, work out your own soul salvation with what? Fear and trembling. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, he going to come back like he said. Amen. Don't believe the lies. Amen. Don't believe that he ain't coming back. When this sky crack. Amen. We going to see him for who he is. Come on here, somebody. And the Bible said every eye shall see him. Come on here, somebody. So ain't nobody going to miss him, but everybody ain't going. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen. Amen. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every eye might see him, but every eye ain't going to go back with him. But tell somebody, say, I'm going to go back with him, glory to God. I'm determined not to miss my hope. Come on here, somebody. I got to hold on to my hope. Amen. That's why people going crazy right now. They ain't got no hope. Come on here, somebody. Where is your hope at? Amen. They was hoping in the government. Amen. But the government let them down. They was hoping in their bank account, but their bank account let them down. Somebody was hoping, amen, in the psychic, but the psychic let them down. Amen. You can't hope in nobody but God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I wish somebody would give God praise with me this morning. Glory to God. Tell somebody, say, neighbor.
Hallelujah. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
My hope.
My hope.
My hope.
Is in nothing less.
In nothing less.
Than his righteousness. Come on here, somebody. My hope is in nothing less than his righteousness. I'm standing on the word. I'm standing on my God. I'm standing on the promise. Tell somebody, say, I can't let go of the promise right now. I'm too close. I'm too close. I'm too close. I'm too close. I know there's tragedy everywhere, but God telling me to hold on. How many this morning is he telling to hold on? Hallelujah. He's saying, don't let go of me. Come on here, somebody. Amen. People worried about everything else, but they need to be worried about holding on to me. Somebody said, hold on, neighbor.
Hold on. Hold on.
It's going to be all right, neighbor. It's going to be all right. Hallelujah. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. It's going to be all right. I got word from heaven. It's going to be all right. Glory to God. Somebody give God another shout.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
I'm about to close it out, neighbor. Glory to God. I got one more word for you from Colossians. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come with me to Colossians 1. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1. Gonna be reading at verse 9 right quickly. Amen. And go until the Lord tell me to stop. Hallelujah, glory to God. But listen, God is strengthening the saints right now. He's strengthening you right now. He's saying, be strengthened. Amen. Because I'm going to strengthen you for this thing. Hallelujah. A lot of things is about to happen, child of God. But God is saying, stay in your prayer closet. Amen. Don't believe every report, but believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Is everybody there? Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. What did it say in Ephesians? Amen. For this reason, Since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, the apostle of God is praying for you. Amen. I'm praying that God will bless you and strengthen you. I'm praying that God will. I'm praying about that your faith faileth not. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
And
hallelujah.
Says,
glory.
And we continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom. Now go that word again. All the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. Come on here, somebody. Say, Lord, fill me to capacity with your wisdom. Say, Lord, fill me with your wisdom. Lord, fill me with your knowledge. Lord, fill me with your understanding, Lord, so I can be able, God. How many of you know that we need all of his knowledge, all of his wisdom, and all of his understanding? Come on here, somebody. So that he may,
amen,
so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way. Come on here, somebody. How many know that we can't walk worthy until we have the wisdom of God operating? I didn't just say have the wisdom of God, but have it operating in our life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not enough just to have the wisdom, but you got to have it operating. Amen. You got to be obedient, amen, to the wisdom of God. You got to be obedient to the understanding of God. You got to be obedient to the knowledge of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 10, so that we may live a life worthy. Glory to God. A lot of people, amen, don't understand that it's more than a dance. It's more than a shout. Yeah, we dance and shout, but it's more than that. Glory to God. If you dancing and shouting and ain't living nothing, amen, how many know that the devil going to beat you all upside the head? Amen. You deceiving your own self. Hallelujah. You just being a hearer and not being a doer of the word. And that's why the word don't have no power in your life. Why? Because you're not doing it. Glory to God. Once you do it, then the word can set up a force field. Amen. Then you can see the power of that word that will begin to operate in your life. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah. Glory to
God.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Glory.
And then it says, and to please him in every way. Come on here, somebody. And please him in every way. How many want to please God in every way? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, I want to please you in every way, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then it says, bearing fruit in every good work. How many know that they're going to know us by what? Our fruit. Come on here, somebody. People not going to know you by what you say. They're going to know you by your fruit. Come on here, somebody. What is
by
your
what
fruit
you
saying? Anybody can talk a talk. Amen. But what is your walk saying? Amen. Or is your walk as crooked as your talk? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We wonder why we can't win nobody over, because they say, yeah, you talk good, but your walk is crooked. Tell somebody that we need to walk right. Look, if we're going to talk right, let's walk right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then in verse 11, it says, being strengthened with all power, being strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might. I mean, Ephesians 6 says to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Come on here, somebody. This is the time to put on the might of the Lord, to put on the strength of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Being strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, so we may have great endurance and patience. How many know that we need this in this hour? We need endurance. We need patience. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We need to be able to finish the race. How many of you know you can't finish the race without endurance? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's not how fast you start, but it's how you finish. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Because a lot of people are going to start out fast, but it ain't about how you start. It's about how you finish the race. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Because many of them started out fast. They ain't even moving now, glory to God. They didn't turn back around. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on.
And you would have thought as fast as they was running, glory to God, they would have been almost to the finish line. But how many of you know that God is saying,
Lord,
it take my endurance, it take my patience to be able to finish the race? Amen. Somebody that need to give God thanks for being able to finish. Say, God, let me finish, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm not worried about how I start. Let me finish. I want to finish the race, Lord. I don't want to start nothing and can't finish it. Lord, let me finish it out for you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then verse 12 says, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, man didn't qualify me. God qualified me. Come on here, somebody. God qualified me. Come on. Because see, if man had qualified me, he would have been done disqualified me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So you got to be careful who you let qualify you. Come on here, somebody. You better make sure God is qualifying you. Because you'll be able to make it, glory to God. You'll be able to make it. You'll be able to finish a race. Somebody give God a shout, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
And then it says to share in the inheritance of his holy people, glory to God, in the kingdom of light, glory to God, hallelujah. To share in the inheritance. That's what that word again. Inheritance, I mean, you know that you got an inheritance. That's why the enemy trying to mess with us, because he don't want us to come into our inheritance. But tell somebody, say, it's too late. It's too late. Amen.
Too late.
I done came into mine. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. I know now about my inheritance. Glory to God. And God waited till I was able to handle my inheritance. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Look at how good God is. He said, I kept it for you till you was able to handle your inheritance. That's why you don't give inheritance to a child. Why? Because you can't handle it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He'll go squander it. Amen. He'll go out there and do all kind of crazy stuff with it. And then come back and look for some more. Come on. Oh, y'all about seeky total bullshit. How many know God ain't like that? God is saying, amen, I'm going to teach you. I'm going to train you. I'm going to give you wisdom. I'm going to give you understanding. I'm going to give you insight so you'll know how to handle your inheritance. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. And then I'm gonna close it up with verse 13. And then it says, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness. He has rescued us from the dominion, from the authority, from the control of darkness. Come on here, somebody. And brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Come on here, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. And brought him into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you love him too? How many of you love Yahshua this morning? Hallelujah. Lord, we love you.
Amen.
We love you so much. Somebody lift your hand and just love on him right quick. Love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you. And how many know that the more you love him, the more you want to do what he say? Come on here, somebody. See, love is obedience. See, when we say we love, that means we obey. Because wherever you obey.
It's obedience.
Blessings fall. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And then verse 14 says, in whom we have redemption. In whom we have redemption. That redemption means, the root word for redemption is redeem.
Yeah.
And we have redemption. The forgiveness of sins. I mean, you know, that we are no longer sinners, child of God. Hallelujah. So the devil can't throw nothing over our head. Come on here, somebody. Because everything has been accounted for through the blood. Come on here, somebody. The blood of Oshoko Yadabaha. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Oh, Christian, oh, that flow, that make me white, white as snow. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood. Come on here, somebody. Say nothing but the blood, neighbor.
The blood. Right now, we need to be thanking him for the blood. Come on here, somebody. It's the blood. I might not have no defense, but the blood. I thank him for the blood. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The blood is my defense attorney. So every time the enemy try to press charges, amen, the blood, amen, stand up and say, not guilty. Come on here, somebody. And I keep walking out the courtroom. Hallelujah. Why? Because God said, I can't find no fault in you. Because all I see is the word blood. Somebody give God praise for the blood. Somebody thank him for the blood. Somebody shout for the blood. I wish somebody would thank him all day long for the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's the blood, neighbor. That's why America's in trouble right now. Amen. Let me prophetically speak while the Holy Ghost of God is moving. See, because the blood has to be accounted for. See, when you kill somebody, amen, the blood cry out. Come on here, somebody. You might think you're getting away with it, but what about their blood that's going to cry out to God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's what happened with Cain. He came when he got away with the murder with Abel, but the blood. Amen. Cried out to God and said, justice. And God came on the scene.
Nothing but the blood. We thank God on today. We thank God, amen, for his power. Amen. Somebody give God another praise. Somebody give God another shout of victory.
Hallelujah.
We got justice through the blood. Amen. We got protection through the blood. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Your healing is coming through the blood. Come on here, somebody. Your wealth and prosperity is coming through the blood. Amen. Notice that the Lord said in the Exodus, before they could exit the dust, he said, when you put the blood on your doorpost, amen, he said, when I see the blood, amen, he said, when I see it, amen, I will cause the death angel. Come on here, somebody. How many know that there's a death angel in the land? Come on here, somebody. But God is saying the only way to be protected is by the blood. Amen. Somebody shout the blood.
The blood.
Amen. The blood. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah this morning. We give God praise and glory and honor. Amen. While the Spirit of the Lord is still flowing. Amen. While the anointing of God, amen, is still moving. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of my dear brother. Amen. Elder Andre. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise for the blood this morning. Hallelujah.
Hey, shout out to
the great crowds have been sung and said the blood will never lose its power. Glory to God.
Come on,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We need amen. Somebody out there, the Spirit of the Lord says somebody out there needs some encouragement today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody
yes,
out there, the Lord's telling me, amen, that they might be listening to this broadcast, praise God, hallelujah, think it's all over for them. You might be thinking about taking your life, praise God, hallelujah.
Mm.
One scripture in the Bible that the Lord wants you to get in your spirit right now, and that scripture is, and it praise God, hallelujah, this too shall pass.
Yeah, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, shall pass. Praise God. See, ain't nothing permanent. Hallelujah. And what the enemy is doing, praise God, is the enemy wants you to think what you're going through right now is a permanent, hallelujah, situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. But this too shall pass. And there's another phrase in the Bible that's repetitive. It says, and it came, hallelujah, to pass. Praise God. But what is it? It is whatever situation you're going through right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. It came, hallelujah, to pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because of what, like the man of God said, amen, we got that power. Praise God. power has been instilled in us, and all we have to do is use it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. That's all you got to do is use it. You ain't got to ask God for it. He's already given it to you. All you got to do, hallelujah, is use it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Just use it.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank God,
God
on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. That has come forth on today. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on today for the man of God. We thank you for the word, hallelujah, that
yes,
you gave him to give unto us on today, Lord. We ask
yes,
that you replenish him. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, Lord.
That virtue
yes,
that he has poured out unto your people. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That you continue, hallelujah. Amen, to further him in both mind, body, and spirit, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank you in advance for everything you're doing in his life, in his ministry, in his family, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Just thank
yes,
you
Lord.
On today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And
yes,
amen. Hallelujah. We thank God on today for that
amen.
Word. Hallelujah. The power
yes,
is in
Lord.
Us. Glory to God. All we got to do is use the power he's already given us. Hallelujah.
Mm. Wow.
Praise God. He said, I came that you would have life and have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. I came to
yes,
tell you
Lord.
Some secrets about life that you don't know. And one secret is that you got a power that I put inside of you. Hallelujah. To overcome any obstacles that the enemy might put in your way. Hallelujah. You ain't
yes,
got to know. Watch this. Jesus was upset when Peter went downstairs and woke him up, amen, during the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. God saying, you ain't got to come from me to me for everything. I put the power already in you to handle the situation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's already in you. You ain't even got to
yes,
pray
Lord.
About this one. Glory to God. All you got to do is speak to the situation. Some things that's going on in our lives, God is saying, don't speak to me. Speak to the situation. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
All things that are not,
and
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
The language and the power of the tongue, and you will eat the fruits thereof. Glory to God. The power
yes,
is
Lord.
In you. You just got to
yes,
believe
Lord.
It.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 If you don't believe it, it ain't going to happen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. You got to believe it, that God has put the power inside of you. Hallelujah.
Mm. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
When he rose from the grave, what did he say? He said the
All
power,
power
of heaven and earth. Glory to God.
It's in my hand.
It's in
Hallelujah.
My hand. Oh, glory
hey.
To God.
Hey, Shababaku, Tarararabasando.
We're giving the devil all the credit. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
if you
yes,
allow
Lord.
The devil to take control of the situation, that simply means you gave him your power, because he ain't got none.
Oh. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come
we keep
on
calling him the prince of the air and the king of this world. How can it be when Jesus said all the power is in his hands now? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The only position he got is the position we gave.
Come on. Come on.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We done put him back in power. Hallelujah. Blaming him
Lord.
For everything.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
We have allowed, amen, the enemy to take over. This boy was, oh, glory to God. I wasn't even talking about this, but this boy was 18 years old, both of these boys. Hallelujah.
Come on,
Elder.
Hey, come on.
In the schools. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, see, we at least we had prayer in the schools. So, if you didn't have a foundation at home, at least you could get one at school. Hallelujah. Praise God. But now it ain't no foundation nowhere, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
These children. Have went and took other people's lives. These was children. These kids ain't even old enough to drink, but they're old enough to buy a gun. Hallelujah, praise God.
Hmm.
And they trying to say it's mental illness. This ain't nothing but the enemy. We battle not against flesh and blood.
Yeah,
we keep
but
trying to blame it on the flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise God. This is the enemy. This is the devil. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we have given him the power to do what he do. Hallelujah. To get into our schools. Hallelujah. And infiltrate our children. And as soon as they're old enough, hallelujah, he's sending them out.
Mm.
He got us all together.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. We scared to send our children to school. We scared to send our grandma to the grocery store. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Yeah. We scared to go to church. You can't even go. They scared to go to church. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Because the enemy, hallelujah, is sending, amen, his soldiers out.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And we ain't using the power that God has given us.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We ain't rebuking nothing no more. We ain't casting out nothing no more. We ain't praying over nothing no more. Praise God.
You keep
telling us to vote.
Wow.
Vote. Vote. No, you need to pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You need to pray. Hallelujah. God already decided to vote. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
because God gave it to him. There's no power is given to you. Think your vote count. Hallelujah. No, your prayers
don't count. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know,
thank you, Lord.
Our forefathers, they died for us to have the right to vote. No, Jesus died so you would have a relationship with him. So you don't have to go to a voting booth. Hallelujah. So you can go to your knees in prayer and you can tell God what needs to be done. And he will do it because he will say, I will provide, hallelujah, everything you need. I will give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God. And if we get together and desire the right thing, hallelujah, praise God. That's the problem. We ain't been desiring the right thing. Glory to God. If we get together and we desire the right thing, he said when two or three. We're talking about the power of agreement. When two or three come together and agree on
anything.
He said anything. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we won't come together and do it, praise God, because we got too many 401c3s and hallelujah and all these other c3s and we are evangelicals and we tied in the politics and all this other stuff that's going on. But all we need to do is get on our knees and pray.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We need to come together in prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory
yes,
to
Lord.
God today. And he said the power is in us. All we got to do, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Rabba suku ya la 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 ba. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We come together in prayer.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Praise God. They say we need to get some guns. Well, Jesus said, amen. Praise God. Remember the first time I sent you out without a sword. Hallelujah. Without an extra pocketbook, without an extra coat, without an extra sandals. I'm sending you out again. Now you can go get a sword. Hallelujah. But remember, you didn't need it.
See, we say
we need to go get guns because we need them. Hallelujah. But God say, remember, you didn't need it the first time. Hallelujah. You don't need it now. All you need is your voice. All you need is to believe. And what they said when they came back, even the spirits obey us. Hallelujah. In your name.
Amen. They're subject to us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why you didn't get the loan at the bank. Hallelujah, because you didn't look that white man in the eye and say, in Jesus' name, you're going to give me this loan.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Praise God. Because that spirit would have had no choice but to give you that loan because he's subject to do what you say in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua.
Yes, sir.
That's what the word say. And the word
yes,
will.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
God. We thank God today for the word of God. We thank God for the power.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Apostle had to come on the line and remind us we got that power.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Power of money came by.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I'd rather have faith than money.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because as long as I got faith, I can get some money.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise
God.
Amen. But if I run out of money, I'm just out of there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But as long as I got faith, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on today. We thank God for the power. We're going to open up the line real quick. If there's anybody got a comment, hallelujah, amen, a word of encouragement for the man of God on today, the phone line is open. Glory to God at this time. Was there one? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is there one at this time? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God on today for all of those that called in, everybody that tuned in. Hallelujah. On Blog Talk Radio, we truly hope you were encouraged. Hallelujah. On today. Hallelujah, by the word of God. Hallelujah. Know, amen, and be encouraged on today that God has given you a power to overcome.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. He's given you the power to overcome your situation. If you just hold on, hallelujah, this too shall pass. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Joseph held on when he was in the pit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He held on when he was in Potiphar's house.
Glory
to God. He held on when he was in the prison. Hallelujah. Praise God. As long as he held on, hallelujah, guess where he ended up? He ended up in the palace. Glory to God.
Come on.
Hold on. And he knew in his heart that whatever he was going through, this too, hallelujah, shall pass. Hallelujah. That you have given me a power, hallelujah, to overcome. Glory
Thank
to
you,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Somebody
Thank
out
you,
of God praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the power.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank God on today. Hallelujah for his word. Amen. We thank God once again for the man of God. We thank God for all of those who have attended on today. Praise God. Amen. If you want to sow your seed, the information, amen. We got phone numbers on your screen. Amen. Praise God. You can just call one of those numbers. Amen. You can get in touch with either myself or the apostle, and we will give you instructions. Hallelujah on how you, if you want to sow a seed, how you can sow that seed. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
if you know somebody that needs a word, hallelujah, from God. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell them about the out of mouth of God. Hallelujah. Ministries. Praise God. Send them a link.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Tell them to listen in, and maybe God has a word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
For them. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. We got, see, we ain't always helping people monetarily. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember Peter and them when they came across the beggar at the gate of beauty. Praise God, the beautiful gate. Hallelujah. Amen. They said, we ain't got no money. Gold and silver I do not have, but what I have, I give unto you. I got a good word for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. This word is more valuable than money. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Hey, God.
Hallelujah. I'm going to say the word. Hallelujah. Yeah, is more hallelujah than money.
Word.
Hallelujah. Because when the money went out, the word is still there. Glory to God.
Hey, God.
Hallelujah. When it runs out, the word is still there. It ain't going to come back void. It ain't never came back void. Hallelujah.
Yes,
some
Lord,
of us
hallelujah.
In situations right now, we did not vision ourselves in those situations 365 days ago.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. God has opened up a window of heaven and poured out blessings we have not had room enough to receive. Hallelujah. I thought he was talking about in our minds because it's going, it's happening so fast, I can't comprehend it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I ain't got room enough in my mind to receive, to comprehend. Maybe that's what Paul meant when he said, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men the things that have that God have for those that love him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen on today. We thank God once again for each and every last one of you. We truly hope you have been blessed today with a word from the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We will be back again next week. Sorry for we were a little late today. I was running a little behind schedule. That was my fault. Praise God. Amen. But we will be back and on time again next week. Hallelujah. That's 10 o'clock Pacific time, 12 o'clock. Hallelujah. Amen. Central time at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Praise God. Hallelujah. And those of you on Blog Talk that go listen to the recording, praise God, we're guaranteed to have the recording up by 3, no later, hallelujah, than 3 o'clock, no matter what time zone you're in. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God on today. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God so he can give closing remarks at this time. It's back in your hands, man of God.
God bless you all. Bless you. Amen. I pray that this morning that we have been blessed by the word of God. Amen. God is awesome.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, he is.
And he knows what we need when we need it. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we love him, because he's on time. He knows exactly what to do, what to say at the right time. God, timing is impeccable. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
How many know that God is an on-time God every time? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
And who wouldn't want to serve a God that is on time every time? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And I just want the saints of God to be encouraged. Amen. Knowing that we are praying for you. Amen. Knowing that we're standing in the gap. And I want us to be praying for each other. This is the time that we need prayer going all around the board. Amen. Because that's how things happen. Because remember when the church got to praying for Peter? Amen. Amen. They were praying so hard. Amen. And then Peter came knocking at the door. And they even know it was Peter. Come on here. Somebody. The angel of the Lord had been released. Because of their prayers, about my son, that of Oshay.
Yeah.
And we're gonna keep the families lifted. Amen. They need our prayers. Amen. The incident that just happened with the school. See, this is what happened when God is kicked out of everything. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Let me just say this. When you kick God out of everything and hell break loose, why are you surprised? You don't want God in nothing. God can't be in nothing. You even talking about taking in God we trust off the money. So why is you tripping over the fact that the devil is having a field day when you have chose him? Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
But you know the sad thing? Saints of God, if God said they done rejected me, but now I done rejected them. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
What do you do when God rejects you?
My God.
When God no longer hear your prayers, when God no longer respond to your call, what do you do? Who can you call when you can't call on God? I don't know what to say to the witches and the warlocks. Amen. All I can say is, amen, You done made your choice. You, old folks say you done made your bed, not lie in it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Uh-oh. Come on now.
But God is saying that there's some things that getting ready to come on the land. That people going to be trying to die. People going to be trying to kill themselves and not be able to die. People going to be trying to run to find a safe place. Ain't going to be no safe place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God is saying to us, though, be encouraged. Because when you see these things happening, know that I got you covered.
Amen.
And our redemption draws nigh. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God is faithful to his word? How many of you been feeling in your spirit like, is God, are you close to returning, Lord? I just feel something, Lord. I can't be comfortable down here no more. I don't even want to be down here no more. Anybody been feeling like that? Lord, it's so much hell down here, Lord. I'm ready for heaven. But where you at, Lord? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you still comfortable down here, something wrong.
Amen.
Because anywhere where God ain't welcome, I don't want to be anywhere where God can't be. Lord, if you ain't welcome, take me with you.
Come on.
I ain't got nothing I'm that tied to, Lord, that I can't let it go for you. Lord, amen. Take me with you. Do you know that they got a dog that is transgender now? They done made a transgender dog. And the doll is black. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-mm.
We're in the last days, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but if I was you, I would already have my spiritual suitcase packed. Lord, I'm finna pack mine now. I ain't finna wait around, Lord. So whenever you come, I want to be ready. Because people ain't ready.
Facts.
Every eye gonna see him, but every eye ain't gonna go with him. Come on here, somebody. I'm trying to be the one that go with him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no second train coming. Amen. If you miss this one, I don't know what to tell you. Because ain't another one coming. But we praise God on this morning for his word of encouragement to us. Amen, this morning. Also, amen, like the elder was saying, amen, if God is telling you to be a financial blessing to this fellowship, amen, by all means do so. Amen, you are sowing on anointed ground and rich ground and ground that is in agreement with God's word for your life. Amen. We praise God on this morning. Amen. So I'm getting ready to close it out if there's no other comments or anything that anybody wanted to say at this time. Amen. I'm getting ready to close it out. Father, we thank you. We give you praise for what our ears have heard, for what our eyes have seen. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you that you said your word will not return to you void. So let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, Lord, that we may know what is the hope of our calling. Lord, thank you, God, for raising us up with the same power that you raised the anointing up with, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise and glory and adoration, Father. We thank you right now, Lord. Let our lives be changed, Lord, as we take this word in. We give you praise and glory for all things. Continue to bless the fellowship, Lord. Continue to bless out of the mouth of God Ministries, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of your mouth. And we thank you that every word that proceed out of your mouth is good, O God. Hallelujah. It is good. You said, O taste and see that you are good. And we thank you for your goodness. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of our dear elder. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we can take us out of here.
Amen. Amen. Once again, we thank God for everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in on this evening, this afternoon, or this morning, depending on where you're at. And like I said, we will be back next week, same time, same channel, praise God. On behalf of everybody on the line, praise God, we love each and every last one of you. Everybody have a blessed night, y'all. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and see with God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed day. Go with God. Hallelujah. And have a blessing. And we'll see y'all next time. Hallelujah. On Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Here we go again. Yeah. Anointed Truth. We in the building. Gotta watch what these people be feeding you. You know what I'm talking about?
For real.
Can't just eat anything. Listen to me. Here we go. Let's tell them.
Beware of Pharisees' bread.
Beware.
But this will probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote. You steady laughing, hee-hee, like it's a joke. Low-key, jump and fly while you shading folks. I'ma take it slow so you can understand. You may be made in his image, but you still a man. You telling me like for real, like you seen the plans. Sometimes I think you the one, how you need the land. Like the man that built his house upon the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his commands. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand. Started off slow, now on the truth is no demand. I don't do it my way, I do it God's way. Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child. I'm sticking to the plan,
yeah.
I won't deviate,
nah.
I just wanna be successful, I'm on my drape.
Yeah. Beware of Pharisees' bread.
Beware.
I'ma put it on the track and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision and I'm gon' get it. Gated community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Staying on the battlefield, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, feel my situation shifting. Your home playing going sideways, you're drifting. He said if I lift him, he would lift me. I'm a light on the hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in achieve mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me. The Black Prince of Preachers is what they call me. No ghostwriter, I'm original, this all me.
Beware of Pharisees, bread.
Beware.
With that word black.
Never seen the righteous but they can.
All
they see is have to beg for bread.
Beware of Pharisees' bread.
Beware.
Don't let them get in your head.
Don't let them get to you.
Just remember what the word says.
Hey, what that word say? I hit him with that word play.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
All
they see is half the big for bread.